Hello and welcome to today's status update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today we're asking, just what is talking about this on Facebook? What does it mean, Martin?
Talking about this is one of the measures on Facebook that you find within your Facebook insights. And it's actually one of the more interesting and relevant to looking at the activity on your page. Directly, it relates to people that have generated a story about your page in some way. So that could be liking a post or commenting on a post, responding with an RSVP to an event invitation, anything like that. It's any story that has been created off the back of a piece of content.
It seems to me that Facebook think talking about this must be the most important of their insights because it's the only one that appears directly on your page when you look at it as an administrator.
Yes, and it's because you get the most feedback in terms of how many people are actually engaging with your page. It's one thing to have 10,000 fans on a page, but if none of them are ever liking, commenting or sharing your content, then you may as well have, you know, none at all. Okay, maybe that's not necessarily true. But if they're not engaged fans, then you're doing something wrong.
So is that a mark of success on a Facebook page? If you have, say, 1,000 fans and half of them are talking about it, is that a mark of success or is there more than that? I mean, if you look at your stats and it says talking about it and you've only got 3 or 4, are you really saying your page is a bit of a failure?
In a way, you're actually saying that your content is a failure and you don't know what it is that the fans of your brand want. And it doesn't matter whether you're a B2B or B2C firm. We've dealt with both. And you can see that if you put the right content out there, you can get a good proportion of your fans to respond by sharing, liking or commenting on the content. And if you're not getting a reasonable proportion of your page fans actually talking about this and generating stories off the back of your content, then you clearly aren't giving them the sort of content that they want to see.
So apart from obviously talking to us, what should you do if you're talking about this figure is really low?
Have a look at the most popular pieces of content that you have had. So use your page insights and see which pieces of content got the most response. You'll probably find it was a picture or a photo album. Visual content is very, very engaging on Facebook. So consider adding more photos to your content stream and adding more story to those pictures.
But I run an accountancy firm. We've got no decent pictures. What do I do there?
Yeah, it's always interesting. People think that I've got no photos. I work in a boring, dull office. But actually, you need to create the bits of content around your brand. So it could be you go to a networking event, you take photos with other people at the networking event and then tag their companies within it. That will gather some chat around your brand and get people liking the content. And even silly things, just taking a photo of a cup of coffee at 11 o'clock and posting that on the page saying, like this if you love midday coffee breaks. That sort of thing gets people engaged.
Sounds very menial and dull to put pictures of your coffee cups. I'm not sure I want to follow a page which has pictures of coffee cups on there.
No, well, again, it's all about, you know, what you're trying to achieve with your page. You mentioned an accountancy firm. It may well be that Facebook isn't the right place for them to be in the first place, so their efforts there may well be wasted. Put content out that's relevant for your brand and use the right channels as well to distribute that content.
Thanks, Martin. And if you've got anything to say about the subject we've been talking about today, you can do so via our website at www.statussocial.com.